Today's show is brought to you by the Star City Murders.
Yes, the new film of mine, The Star City Murders, is out everywhere now. You can get it on Amazon Prime Video, Apple TV, Vudu, many platforms, satellite cable for rent or purchase. It's great. We also have a DVD and Blu-ray release. So if you're into serial killer, thriller, detective stories, this is the movie for you. Check it out today, baby. Welcome, everyone, to Around the Couch. Yes, we're back live tonight as we're on day two of the NFL draft from Detroit. Our boy One Mike is there cheering his picks on. And we're in the middle of round two. Miami's about to pick number pick 55. But just before we get started, Around the Couch is a football podcast. And we're brought to you by,
brought to you by.
Yeah, thank you. I've had a few cocktails tonight in celebration of the NFL draft. Or tonight, it's during the day. Yeah, it's a Friday during the day. But we're brought
it's
to
Friday.
You by
the DVR. It's the weekend. Doesn't matter. It's,
yeah,
the weekend.
It's the weekend. DVR Podcasting Network. And if you want to check out all of our other pods, go to dvrpodcast.com. And if you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/DVR. And for a couple bucks a month, you can get exclusive pods, all kinds of cool bells and whistles that no one else will get. And also, I starred and produced my own film, The Star City Murders, which is out now on Amazon to buy for the DVD and Blu-ray. And you can get it on Prime Video. You can rent or buy. You can also get it on Apple TV, Vudu, Google Play. If you have cable, you can rent it on cable. So we do a companion podcast weekly. So check those out. We have podcasts that we recorded from 2000 to 2023, and we're pumping out new ones in 2024. So with me tonight for the live draft pod is our boy Ando, Minnesota Vikings fan. And I'm Heath Solo McAfee and my wife Beater. Ando, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I just, first day off I've had in a while is today, so I'm just excited to talk some football and just kind of enjoy, because coming up very shortly, your Dallas Cowboys are picking, like, within minutes. So I'm excited to see the reaction.
Yeah.
From,
oh god, I don't know what. Well, originally, I mean, we picked Tyler Guyton in the first round, tackle out of Oklahoma, which was a need pick. But what they did was, from 24, they traded with the Lions and traded down to 29 and got a third round pick, which is the ninth overall in the third round, which is later tonight. So I was pretty happy with that. And they got a tackle that, you know, we need some offensive line help. However, Jonathan Brooks was drafted, the running back out of Texas, and he had been linked to the Cowboys in the second round. So the Panthers picked him. So,
and they haven't haven't made any moves yet, have they?
Who?
The Cowboys. They haven't made any trades during the draft.
Dude, they don't make it.
I didn't
know.
Just
the one trade down. Just the one trade down.
Yeah.
And they got the third. But no, they haven't made. And as Mel Kiper says, they need offensive lineman, running back, and a linebacker. But I just, right now, as Stephen A. Smith says, we have Rico Suave at running back. We signed Royce Freeman, and we have Deuce Vaughn. So Tony Pollard, of course, leaving for the Titans. So basically, we have nobody at running back.
Well, I see Jerry Jones in the war room right now on my television. So the pick is not in.
He woke up!
Somebody nudged him for this pick quick.
Okay, so he's not taking a nap. Mike McCarthy's to the right of him. Stephen Jones is to the left of him. And they look kind of solemn. Jerry looks like, you know, he might have a bottle of bourbon or something stashed under the desk, I think. I think he hid it when the cameras came on.
I know I have a bottle of bourbon stashed under the desk, so.
Oh, well, you should.
Currently ESPN has the best running back available, Troy Benson from Florida State. He'd be a good pick.
I would like him. I would like him. I honestly would like him here. I have a feeling the Cowboys are going to go something different and then wait to the third round and pick the best running back available. I don't know their draft board. Again, Brooks was linked to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm kind of, I was upset when he went, but at the same time, he injured his, I think, his ACL in November. Yep. So I'm like, that's the last thing we need is an injured running back on this team.
Well, and
I got a lot to say.
I still think, too, with them, and then I know I've mentioned this to you many times. I know he's not a big bruising running back, but Blake Corum will be there in the third round, and that guy is – I spent a lot of time watching him with Michigan, and he's awesome.
What I would love for them, if say they went for Benson here, right? They have 2 third-round picks with that – pick up Blake Corum, too. Get 2 young running backs and just go with it, you know? Mm-hmm. I would love that. I doubt they'll do that because that makes too much sense. But, you know, I don't know. The pick's not in yet.
If the Falcons can spend $100 million on a quarterback and then draft one with the 8th pick and the first pick of the draft, anything's possible. Uh-oh.
What do you think?
They're shaking hands. What? The Cowboys are
shaking. Oh, the pick's in!
The pick is in.
Number 56 overall. They're happy. They just won the Super Bowl. They're about to spin that the offseason was amazing. Yep. And they're all in. I got some stuff to say about the Cowboys later on, but I'm going to hold off.
Maybe that'll come out the second we hear this pick.
It's true, Ando. I don't know. Ooh. Oh, yeah. Or McCarthy's on, hey, you want to be a Dallas Cowboy? Yeah, sure. You picked me. What am I going to say? No?
Well,
you know, I love that.
This does seem – the reaction here doesn't seem like they traded down again. So I think they might have actually taken somebody.
Yeah, they actually have taken someone. But again, I was okay with the trade down because we got that extra third pick. And it's actually the 9th overall because they have the 24th pick in the third round. But to get the 9th overall, I thought that was pretty good to move down a few slots.
Yeah,
to get one of the linemen that, you know, they had like 4 players they wanted and got one of them. So. Oh, I was expecting that.
Oh, somebody in a wheelchair is coming out. A couple of them.
Oh, is that Ron Springs? Or I'm not sure if Ron Springs passed. I know he got a kidney transplant, I want to say. I forget the story. There was another Cowboys player. No, that's not Ron Springs. That's definitely not Ron Springs. Is that Drew Henson? Oh, no. Yeah, it's probably some.
He doesn't look like I remember.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's not Drew Henson. It's not Ron Springs.
Yeah.
Unless Drew Henson was on the set of Shogun. yeah, it's definitely not. But I like the number 7. What jersey does he have on? Can't be Drew Henson. It's not Chad Hutchinson.
I'm not sure.
Who the heck is number 7 now? Oh, I don't know. I'm showing my fan.
Trayvon Diggs?
I have the... Oh, yeah, duh. I mean,
I had to look it up, but yes.
Oh, that's Chad Hennings. Love me some Chad Hennings from Air Force. 3-time Super Bowl champ. One of my favorite defensive tackles of all time. Oh, Chad Hennings. All right. He's got a Trayvon Diggs. I forgot that. And you know what the funny thing is? I own the blue jersey of Trayvon Diggs, number 7.
You know, it's always easier to remember the offensive guys because those are the guys we see with the ball all the time. So it's.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I was thinking quarterback. But of course, it's Diggs. Duh. Freaking idiot that I am. But what are you going to do? Chad Hennings looking good. All right. What's the selection? I have the mute on, so I got to wait for ESPN to.
I have the same thing.
Trey Benson. Is that his name? Trey Benson. I don't even know his name. Benson Dubois.
Yeah, what was his name? Yeah, Trey Benson. Yep. Oh, I'm not sure who the pick is, though. I still haven't.
My graphic hasn't come up yet either. Okay. I don't know if you're ahead of me or not. So
I think I'm still loud. Behind. I have no idea. I'll wait till you say it.
Okay.
Your reaction.
Oh, dude's got some serious tats. Nice ink. Oh, this is big. This is big. This could make or break the Cowboys. As I predicted, the Minnesota Vikings will.
Oh, hell, these guys are in a wheelchair football league? That's awesome.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah, I don't have any of the volume on.
Oh, I don't either, but they have a little caption. I think I'm a little bit ahead of you.
Okay, because Diggs and Marshawn Nealon, edge rusher, Western Michigan. Have no idea who he is. Guess we don't need a running back, Ando. Like Corum in the 3rd round.
I know. I can't say I know a whole lot about him either.
Marshawn Nealon, edge rusher. All right, let's see. The show on his tape. All right, good looking dude. Yeah, all right, yeah, I pumped that up. He looks, yeah, he looks happy. 6'3", 267 pounds. Really? That's who we pick? A second team All-Mac player? Oh, God.
Well, they just showed him sacking an Iowa Hawkeyes quarterback, so he can't be all bad.
Yeah.
Anytime somebody punishes them. What? Let's see. Well, he was at the combine.
Okay. 4.5 sacks in 2023. Woohoo. Oh my God. I don't like this pick, Ando. I'm not. Oh, you look good there on that. Oh, he's 99. Okay, maybe not. Maybe, you know what? I can be sold on him. They need some defensive end help.
One of these draft pick things where they talk about all the draft picks says that they expect him to, he has the traits to be a top tier pass rusher at the pro level. He proved it in a game against Eastern Michigan this season.
Oh, against Eastern Michigan?
Yeah.
Well, you sure?
He also says he has a high motor and can overpower opponents easily.
Okay, high motor. Oh, God. See, this is the problem, Ando. Since it's just me and you, like Gwen Stefani said, you and me.
That Gwen Stefani reference is just for Axel because he was trashing No Doubt last week online and I laughed every second.
You know what? You know what, Axel? Do not trash No Doubt. I spoke with Gwen Stefani at an IKEA in Burbank and had no idea I was talking to her, but I love her. Anyway.
Was she nice?
The big thing is, super nice. Cool. I don't know. I thought she was just a normal lady. I was talking to her and my cousin's like, hey, you know, you're talking to Gwen Stefani from No Doubt. I'm like, oh, really?
Oh, okay. Oh, well, that's cool. Okay, enough of the No Doubt. Go on your...
All right. You and me. Nah, I'm just... So... I went back and listened to Cowboys The Break, the podcast they do. I've been listening to that thing for 20 plus years.
This is my boy of the beat reporters, right?
Yeah. My boy Nick Eatman's not on there anymore. He does a different podcast for DallasCowboys.com. But he's always been my favorite because he's realistic. He's a great writer, and I just love the dude. But no, this podcast has Brian Broaddus, Derek Eagleton, I think it's Pat Walker, who I really like, and Amber Garcia. And, basically, they do, like, during the season, they do, like, 5 podcasts a week, you know, during the week and whatever. But I haven't been listening to them as much as I normally do, just because. But back in the day, I would listen to it. They've gone through some different co-hosts and stuff, but I used to listen to it every single day when I was uber obsessed. But I went back because I was like, you know, I got to check in with my peeps. And one of the big things is, like, of course, we talked about they've done nothing in the offseason. They signed a long snapper. They re-signed Jordan Lewis, Eric Kendricks at linebacker. And, like, that's it. And the Eagles are signing everyone. Everyone else is signing everyone. And it's like, what the hell? And then I realized when they were talking was that the last couple of years, they kind of went all in where, like, last year, they traded for Brandon Cooks. They signed Stephon Gilmore. They made the moves, restructured contracts, but the team has underperformed. So now they're at the point they could restructure a ton of contracts to sign some people, but then it would screw up the next 2 to 3 years. So what they're doing is they're basically saying, we already tried this. It's not working. Unfortunately, we can't go and sign everyone unless we're going to tie up money for the future. So they've decided to, you know, bite the bullet this year and just work through the draft and probably get some different, low rent free agents in the summer. And, but the problem is that I have is Jerry and Steven spinning it like they're great. Getting our hopes up, like we're going to win the Super Bowl, even though we haven't made any moves, we're fine. That's my problem. Because you're up against the cap, fine. Admit it. Admit it that, hey, we tried to go in the last couple of years. It didn't work. We have to do a soft rebuild. And we still have to sign Micah and CD and all that. I mean, I still don't know what, but don't spin it they're going to the whole spinning of it's the Cowboys brand and we got to make sure our fans are excited. So they spend the money, but then we're going to fucking take out the rug up under them because we're going to choke as usual. You know, so I hate the brands spinning.
Yeah.
And trying to lie to us. And I know a lot of Cowboys fans, once spring training starts and the preseason, they're going to start being like, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And that's the problem. Be realistic. This team ain't winning the Super Bowl. We have a lot of problems. And the one thing I was always pissed about was we didn't go sign Derrick Henry or a top flight running back to at least have someone who could pound the rock. Mm-hmm. And we let every team get better. And now we still don't have, we're second round of the draft and we pick some dude defensive ends from Western Michigan. Okay, great. High motor. Wonderful. So it just, I honestly, Ando, I'm not buying into any Jerry Jones hype. I think he's trying to sell us, you know, sand to the beach and it's or snow to an Eskimo, whatever.
Yeah.
Not happening. And
oceanfront property in Kansas.
Oceanfront property in Kansas.
Yeah.
Exactly. Took a look, but still didn't buy. but, you know, that's where I'm at. I'm just, you know what? Fine. You know, it takes the beat writers, it takes certain things to find out what's going on, but they're spinning it like we're all in. No, yeah, of course you're all in. You're going to start the new season and you're going to try to win. But you're not all in. You're not all in because you've made some dumbass moves and Dak Prescott still has a $60 million cap hit. You don't know what the hell you want. You gave a fourth round pick for Trey Lance, who may never see the light of day. It just, I'm fed up. Ando, I'm honestly fed up and I'm not buying into the bullshit.
Yeah, you know, the part of what you're saying, and I get what you're saying about the beat reporters thing too, because there was a little bit of that in Minnesota last year. Because I mean, at the beginning of the season there, they lost the first four or five games, and then Cousins started playing out of his mind and then he got hurt. But it was always kind of that same thing, like with Dak, where they didn't renegotiate the contract with Cousins. They let him walk, which is what they did. They let that.
Right.
And Kwezi, the new GM that took over for Spielman a few years ago, was saddled with all of these huge contracts for aging vets like Harrison Smith and Adam Thielen and a bunch of those guys that he overpaid on the tail end of their careers. And they were in cap hell for a long time. And they've taken a lot of shit here, but they, to their credit, they haven't said Super Bowl or bust, or we're happy with the team and everything. And
exactly.
It was painful last year. I mean, even though they were competitive most of the season and there were moments where it looked like they were contenders, they never were really kind of like the Cowboys actually, where they had their great moments, but there was other times where it was just god awful. And some of it was the lack of depth for the Vikings. It was definitely lack of depth because once Cousins went down, they were screwed. But
you had so many. Jefferson was out for a while, and I mean, it was a fucking avalanche of.
But it was
injuries.
The thing with it is they kind of got lucky with that, still playing well, but they were doing that same thing. Like I said, they cut Thielen before last year, which is a hugely unpopular move here because Thielen, hometown guy, and all that. They didn't extend Cousins. They didn't extend a couple other guys. They let other guys walk, and everybody was like, "Why are you guys?" But they kind of took their lumps and didn't, they weren't trying to, I can see why you're pissed off. Cause that would irritate me too, that it's that way. But like the Vikings have seemed,
it's the brand spinning where the Vikings and that's the problem with being Jerry Jones, Dallas. It's all about brand,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's like New York Yankees and Manchester United or whatever, you know? Like, it's like, come on, be realistic. You're the Dallas Cowboys, but, you know, they've drafted well through the years. I mean, everyone has a bust here and there, you know, but they have actually, I mean, you got Trayvon Diggs in the second round, getting Micah Parsons, trading down and getting Micah Parsons. Last year, I didn't like their draft. Mozzie Smith underperformed, and in the second round, Luke Schoonmaker really didn't do anything. You know, so and some of their late picks weren't great. And so I just hate the whole spin. And actually, I was listening to First Take today, and it's funny because Marcus Spears was on with Ryan Clark and Stephen A. And they made a great point, though. Marcus is just like, don't believe in this. They had a bad offseason, and you can't. But then they were saying, well, you know, Cowboys fans around spring, you know, around the summertime, they're going to be like, we're going to win the Super Bowl. And they even say, like, you could read 1,000 positive arguments, a positive, you know, points. Uh-huh. And then Stephen A. Smith writes one line, and we hang on that for like a year.
Yeah.
You know, he has influence. And, but you know what? The thing is, as much as like Stephen A, it's just, he's right. This team is just,
That's just the frustrating thing about Stephen A. Smith in general. The guy actually has a lot of sports knowledge, but a lot of times he feeds into the, I'm just going to get as many people riled up as possible. So he talks bullshit. When he talks, he can make some good points at times. It's frustrating with him. But anyway, sorry, that was a little side.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith.
No. But it's true, though. It's like this freaking, this, you know, the way they spin it and the way they do things, it's just, you know, it's like, when is enough enough? And unfortunately, it's just.
Well, and unfortunately for him, probably for him, a lot of it is he knows he has to. What Cowboys Stadium holds, what? It holds like 100,000, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So he knows he has to fill that damn stadium. So if he admits, sell the product. Yeah, if he admits that it's a rebooting season or we're going to rebuild this year, he's probably afraid that. I mean, I think I actually think the Cowboys brand is bigger than that, anyways. Like even the Vikings, when they've had bad seasons, they still sell out too. And the Cowboys are the same way. They're like they've become bigger than wins and losses in a lot of respects. I can't imagine they still wouldn't sell it out. But
yeah, that's the thing. It's become more of a brand than it is running a team.
Mm-hmm. It's frustrating.
So, yeah. But one frustrating thing that's not Cowboy related.
Yes.
So, we had the first round yesterday, Ando. As great as it was, Kellum's Buffalo Bills traded with the Chiefs. And the Chiefs drafted the fastest wide receiver in the land. And people started going, man, this Buffalo Bills are just helping the Chiefs get better. And I guess the last trade they did is when the Chiefs got Mahomes. They traded with the Bills. So, yeah. So what do you think of that? You know, I know that I forget his name. I keep wanting to say McCarthy, but his name's not McCarthy. What is the Texas wide receiver's name? That was drafted by the Chiefs.
The hell is his name again? Worthy.
Worthy.
Xavier Worthy, yep.
I was about to say James Worthy. Okay.
Well, and yeah, to steal something I saw on the internet today, technically he's the second fastest because Rashee Rice got trouble for speeding 119 miles an hour in his car in the offseason. So that's... They've got a lot of speed in that wide receiver room.
Yeah, so... Worthy has been, they were, I mean, Worthy was linked to the Chiefs at 32. And then they traded up with the Bills to get him to try to, you know, replenish that wide receiver room and hopefully get the next Tyreek Hill. But it's just like, I know it's tough when you're the Buffalo Bills who've had a tough time unseating the Chiefs and the Bills need wide receivers too.
Yeah. It's
why not draft them?
The thing with the Bills is weird because, I mean, they basically gave away Diggs, which every Vikings fan, myself included, predicted that was going to happen. Something with Stefon, I love the guy as a player, but there's something, I'm not sure what it is, but I wish he would figure that crap out, whatever the hell the deal is. But
yeah,
the thing with the Bills, I don't know what they're doing because the Bills have not, I haven't looked at, have what have the Bills drafted? I haven't even looked at what they've looked. Oh, they're actually picking right now. And they just picked a safety from Utah, Cole Bishop.
Oh, yeah, Cole Bishop. Yeah, he's a good close friend of the family.
Yeah, big-time safety, I guess, huh, from Utah.
Well, they had Buffalo traded out of the first round and had the first pick tonight.
Oh, yeah. So yeah, they did grab a wide receiver tonight, Keon Coleman from Florida State.
Keon Coleman, which was a good pick, which I thought was a good pick for them. But yeah, Cole Bishop.
Oh, and I forgot they let Gabe Davis go too. So they basically have no wide receivers.
They have nobody. Yeah, Gabe Davis signed a deal with Jacksonville, right?
Yeah. Huh. They've got, I mean, they have to have something else. Well, and I'm sure that next cut down date, I'm sure there'll be other wide receivers. I mean, there's always veteran receivers to pick up. So,
yeah, I'm sure that they could possibly pick someone up.
It is crazy though that they traded with the Bills. I don't know. It seems like they're almost in a soft rebuild, but do you really want to rebuild when you've got Josh Allen sitting there?
I know. It seems like a waste almost.
I've been critical of Josh Allen, but he's still, without a doubt, even with me not liking him as much as other quarterbacks, he's still a top five quarterback. I mean,
right?
You can't exactly get those everywhere, so I don't know. That whole situation is weird.
Yeah, I mean, sorry, I'm closing my blinds.
What do you think of Barry Sanders is out. Here we go.
Oh, he entered the draft again?
Yep, he's got his jersey. He's got number 20 on right now, so he's ready to suit up.
Yeah, he was out in the first round making moves.
Yeah. And, well, now that the Lions are good, he finally be on a good Lions team. It'll be a nice change of pace for him.
I would love to see Barry Sanders on this Lions team.
I just love to see him on the sidelines. Even would be cool. So even though he's not here, and I'm not sure if he's coming, what do you think about the Pinnix thing in Atlanta?
Okay, so
I can't not talk about it because it's crazy.
No, we have to talk about it. So Atlanta has the 8th pick, and of course they decide not to, you know, help out the defense, maybe. Not going to draft Brock Bowers there, but they decide to go for the quarterback of the future and draft Michael Penix at 8 when they already $150 million guaranteed to Kirk Cousins. So my question is, I was flabbergasted. I did not expect it. Kirk Cousins' agents and
sounds teams like he didn't expect it either. Yeah.
It reminded me of, even though, and it's even worse, but it reminded me of Aaron Rodgers being on Green Bay and them drafting Jordan.
Oh, of course. Or Brett Favre being on Green Bay and they draft Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, right. So I get it. I hear the draft next year for quarterbacks isn't going to be good. But that basically saying to Kirk Cousins, like, just in case you're not the future. And it's like, if you're worried about his medical, shouldn't you have done the proper screenings and everything before signing him?
And, you know, the other weird thing is that Penix is 24 or 25.
Right.
It's not like, I mean, he seems more like one of the more ready-made quarterbacks in the draft. Like McCarthy's 21. JJ McCarthy's 21. I mean, wouldn't you, unless they just hate JJ McCarthy, which is a possibility, but if you want somebody, I would understand a lot more if you're drafting a guy that you know is going to sit on the bench for a year or two. But I don't know, the whole Pinnix thing is, and I mean, I love Pinnix. I mean, I know on a podcast.
You want him for the Vikes, right?
Yeah. Well, I know on a podcast last year at some point when we were talking about the future, and I'm like, what I hope is they sign Cousins to a 1-year deal and draft Michael Pinnix. And I'm like,
right.
The Falcons literally have stolen my quarterback dreams for this season, which I never saw coming. But it's just, I don't know. It's crazy. Like you said, it would make sense
if Cousins
was still not recovered. But if that's the case, why would you sign Cousins to that deal if you had medical concerns? So I don't get it. It's weird. Like I say, I like Penix, but it didn't. And when you sign a guy like Cousins to a $100 million deal, aren't you playing for right now? Shouldn't you pick somebody that you want to plug into your, whether it's Brock Bowers or a defensive end or a pass? I mean, Brett famously said that last year many times, the Falcons have zero pass rush. Well, they passed on two pretty great pass rushers, and the Vikings ended up with one of them. So I don't understand. Yeah. I just don't get it. It's weird.
I don't get it. I mean, in last year, they selected Bijan Robinson and didn't go after Jalen Carter. Granted, Jalen Carter has him off the feel things. But you know, he had a good year for the Eagles.
And that was after what's his name had 1,000 yards the year before. Their other
Tyler Allgeier.
Yeah. So it's they're doing some strange things down there. I don't understand.
BTK, if you're listening. I mean, he did. Brett did say during our check, I have to process this.
Yeah, he said, I need a moment.
I need a moment. So I don't know. I don't know. I was shocked. And then the Broncos picked Bo Nix, who's also 45 years old.
Yeah.
And I know Denver is desperately in need of a quarterback, but is Bo Nix really going to be the future of the Broncos? I mean,
the thing with Nix and to me, the Broncos are in a much, I mean, they need a quarterback. I mean, are they really going to go in with Zach Wilson and Jarrett Stidham?
Jarrett Stidham, yeah.
This afternoon, I was watching some of McAfee's coverage and they had Belichick on there. And Belichick is so good. I hope he gets in a booth somewhere because he is awesome as a commentator. But he talked a lot about this, and he was saying, like, the way he ranked his players, he would say, is that he basically ranked them in tiers. And so, like, Bo Nix was, like, the last of that top to, like, not like Caleb Williams, obviously, but he had those six guys that were in a high level, and then there was no other quarterbacks that he had, like, in the next three or four rounds. So he was, his whole theory was, if you have one of those guys in that tier, even if the experts say that the guy should have been picked in the 30s or 40s, if you got a guy in that tier and that's a position of need, get him when you can because you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
I still wouldn't have taken Nix that high. I'm guessing they could have traded down 7 or 8 picks and still picked him up. But with Belichick saying that, I'm like, yeah, I guess that makes sense because they obviously needed a quarterback because, like, we've all watched way too much of Zach Wilson to know what he's capable of.
Oh God. So he's capable of nothing.
Yeah.
And so, speaking of nothing, Ando, our boy, we called for him, Brett, AKA BTK, Falcons fan. We called for him and he's here. Like, I went solo McAfee.
Oh yes.
Like, I need BTK. He's here, folks.
What's up?
Straight out of Athens, Georgia.
Well, Brett, this is perfect. This is perfect timing, Brett, because we just started talking about the Falcons and their insane draft pick. What are your thoughts?
Put you on the spot.
Yes, right away.
Into it.
Yes.
No, like hello or anything.
No, okay. This is too important. We've been talking about Michael Penix for probably the last 3 or 4 minutes. So,
well, you know,
no more, I love you.
I'm admittedly. Obviously I'm biased, but I'm also a very optimistic person by nature. So whatever dumbass pick they're going to make, I'm going to try to spin it in a positive way. So over the past 24 hours, I've convinced myself that it was actually a good pick. Now, the caveat is...
You're a true fan, Brett. I love it.
The frustrating thing is they still don't have a pass rush. So if they had traded for Hassan Reddick, or if they're going to trade for that Hendrickson on the Bengals, is that his name?
Yeah.
Yes.
Trey Hendrickson. Yeah. Or had gotten somebody out of free agency for the D line, I would feel much better about this pick because it is smart with regards to the future. The problem is you're going all in with this massive contract with Kirk Cousins. So you have to go all in right now. Now you can also look to the future. You can try to do both, which I guess the best teams do both, but you're not there yet.
That's easier said than done.
You're deficient on the defense. Yeah. So if they have some master plan to renovate the defense in the next year to at most 2 years so that you can actually be a real contender, then okay. But you're going to have to convince me of that. Cause right now, I mean, all in with Kirk Cousins means like Super Bowl aspirations, like making the playoffs for the first time in 7 years will be nice if that happens. But I don't think that's the goal. That's not what Arthur Blank was thinking when he dished out $160 million or whatever it was for Kirk Cousins. So right. My thoughts are, I kind of like the move, but it's probably not going to work based on what I've seen so far. But maybe, I mean, as a fan of the Falcons, I have to trust that their scouts have a plan and know what they're doing. And so I'm just along for the ride right now.
Well, that's like I said, I've been a huge Penix fan for a long, long time. So I love Penix as a quarterback, but like you said, the things that just are, it's weird. Like I said, they were going all in and then drafting basically the oldest quarterback in the draft to sit for a couple of years. I don't know. Something does it. I mean, I don't know. It's just weird. I mean, I love both your quarterbacks. So it doesn't, I don't really hate the move. And can you really have too many good quarterbacks? No, but I don't know. I can't process this pick.
You can't. No, I mean, right. You can't have too many good quarterbacks that you like, unless you're in a league that has a hard salary cap and you have one side of the ball that needs serious help.
Well, either way, Desmond Ridder and Marcus Mariota to Michael Penix. And, well, Mariota wasn't there last year, was he? Was that 2 years ago? The quarterbacks. Heineke last year. Heineke and Desmond Ridder to Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix is a massive upgrade at quarterback. So
yes,
you should at least be happy.
Is Heineke still on your team?
Yeah, he worked.
So bye-bye.
He reworked his deal so that he could, you know, free up some money. So you do kind of want a veteran backup. That's the thing. Are you going to carry three quarterbacks? I mean, I don't think Penix is going to be active. I don't know that they're automatically going to dump Heineke or not, because I don't know. I see Penix as a project, so I don't know that they would want him as second string right off the bat. I don't know.
Though, if they thought this highly of, because like all the reports I've read, it said that he bowled them over, making throws in the rain and all this stuff. Like he was like their number one quarterback on the board. If he was that good to blow him off, why would you really? Yeah, I think you'd still have him be active, wouldn't you?
Yeah, like Henderson Hooker, who was injured in the Detroit, just kind of put him on the shelf.
Yeah, or that quarter. I mean,
if you're drafting him 8 overall, you better have a plan.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, you're right. Yeah, maybe they will cut Heineke. I don't know.
It's crazy.
Or they'll trade. Or they can trade him to Dallas, so they can go with Dak and Trey Lance and Cooper Rush and all of them.
God, that's so old. I hope not. Do you remember, Brett? I can't remember what the contract is. Is Cousins all 4 years guaranteed, or is it just the first two?
Just the first two.
Okay, so that's not as – so they could cut Cousins loose after 2 years. Yeah. Then it wouldn't –
It's like $100 million guaranteed. It's $90 million over the first 2 years.
Okay.
So they could cut them after 2 years, and it would be like a $10 million cap hit or something. He would get paid $10 million for that third year. Okay. And zero for the fourth year. Like, I don't know what the cap hit would be because of, you know, the prorated over the 4 years, yada, yada.
Yeah, but I think if most of your contract is in those first 2 years, I don't think the cap hit is too bad. I don't think. I don't know.
Right. I don't think so either. Yeah, the deal they made is friendly on the
team,
or flexible after 2 years, I should say.
Well, maybe that's what they're thinking. Maybe they're thinking Penix for a year and a half, and they liked him. That makes a little more sense if there's an out for the Falcons after a year or two.
Well, guys, speaking of flexibility, Mr. Axel Foley, I think has entered the building. He might have.
I'm here, baby. Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh my God.
You sound a little muffled.
I sound muffled?
Like you're licking Rock Bauer's genitals or something. No, no, yeah. He's a Raider.
These are my good headphones. That stinks.
Oh, we can still hear you.
Andy's muffled.
We can see you, too.
Andy's muffled.
Well, I'm always muffled solo.
Yeah, I know. Whoa, we have the foursome. Live,
full strength
on the couch, full strength, full speed ahead. Axel just recently took a shower and was saying, hey, I have other engagements. I cannot join this pod, but he's here. Hello, Axel.
Hi, guys. I'm only here for a moment. What's happening? What did I miss? I haven't really seen anything from the
Rams. Aaron Rodgers was traded to the Jaguars for Mac Jones.
Mm-hmm. Yes!
And that bitch on the circle is a catfish.
Oh, damn. I love the circle.
Time is a flat circle. Oh, Carolina just trade their pick.
Oh.
To the New York Jets!
Really?
Jets are on the clock.
No.
The Jets are picking as we speak.
Correct.
Jets on the clock. No way. Hold on.
Yep. That's great timing, Axel.
First pick of the third round. Jets are picking. Yep.
All right, they're all clapping. Oh, that's the Niners draft room. They're clapping like, we pulled one over on the Jets.
Yeah, we got one on the Jets. Well, that's good timing, Axel. Now you have to stay at least till the pick is done.
Yeah, let me go live to the NFL draft.
And with the Jets, tight ends in 2023 combined for one TD catch the whole season. That's great.
Yeah, I know. Oh, here it is.
Selection's in.
Wow. They traded a third round and a fifth round for this year for this pick. So
for the second pick. And we got some armed forces up there.
The NFL.
Looks like we got Jack Nicholson from A Few Good Men.
I'm watching on ABC, and I like that the little graphic they show on the bottom is Aaron Rodgers tore ACL four plays into the 2023 season.
Nice.
I was in Czech Republic watching that.
Oh, that's right.
I was in the hot kitchen getting eaten by bugs.
Origin of the hot kitchen.
Yeah, the origin of the hot kitchen. Oh, hey.
So the Jets are going to pick a wide receiver here.
Oh. I think like in every fantasy draft, they're going to pick Michael Penix Jr. and be like, he's already taken. Oh, okay.
It's funny because the last thing I saw before I called in on Facebook was someone on a Jets group saying, rumors are Jets trying to trade up early in the third round to get a wide receiver.
Well, we're in the second round.
Wow.
There are no secrets anymore.
Nope, it's all out there.
Roger Goodell trying to save some face by shaking all the armed forces men. And
they are really taking their time. This pick has been in for like 2 minutes.
They're really taking their time. Well, because Roger Goodell had to shake hands with Regina King there. So they had to like make sure we got that on camera.
Andy, what do you think about this looking like a bush? You think that kind of looks like a bush?
What are you talking about, bush? Are you watching Revenge of the Nerds, Axel?
Maybe like a little bit. I don't know. It looks more like a coconut.
I was going to say pineapple.
Or a pineapple. There you go, Brett.
What are you guys talking about? I don't see bush or pineapple.
Axel turned his video on and he's showing us Lego pieces.
Oh, God damn it.
Upside down and put
I'm watching the draft.
Coming out of it. Hey, listen, we're around the couch. We're all going around the couch. What's going on with the Jets? Oh, my sources are telling me.
The Jets
are the Freeman sources McNeil Jr. got in touch with me while I was building my Lego right here downstairs in my basement. The sources told me that the New York Jets are going to choose another offensive lineman and make me happy. That'd be awesome.
Why not another one? Come on.
Yeah, you need as many as you can have.
You gotta protect.
Wow, they really like showing the American flag on this pick. My lord,
this pick is taking forever.
What do you think of this one?
Is that weed?
Oh, I forget you guys are looking at Axel and I'm looking at.
So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to take hair pieces.
Braylon Edwards.
Braylon Edwards.
Oh, wait, I got to put in my.
He's announcing the pick.
Braylon Edwards, Jets wide receiver for like 3 years. He was Jets wide receiver. They couldn't get anybody better. He was a Brown forever.
All right. Yes. Jets.
Oh, there's Axel. And DJ Timmy Hines.
Whoa. DJ Timmy. Another guy I haven't heard of.
Oh, I haven't got it yet. You get the early feed because you're in Trump territory, right, Ando?
Not really, actually.
Oh, Malachi Corley, wide receiver, West Kentucky. Glad you traded up for Malachi.
Wow, trading up for a Western Kentucky player. You never heard that before.
Yeah. Oh, Mike White. Bailey Zappi.
Oh, okay.
Oh, look at him. Look at him. Look at him. He looks good. He looks like, you know, he's just waiting there. Oh, give me the ball. Oh, shh.
And Axel left already. Oh. He dived out without even saying bye, didn't he?
Is he gone?
He's gone.
I guess he did warn us that he'd only be on for a minute, like literally one.
Literally a minute. Malachi Cornishiff. Oh, what the fuck? Cornicky? What is his name? I don't know.
I don't know either. You know, I did Malachi see something. I saw something last night looking at stuff that was crazy. It was about maybe they.
Oh, we're in their third round already?
Yeah, that was the Jets pick was the first in the third round.
Oh, so he was right. Axel's intel was right. I thought we were still in the second round. My bad.
I don't know if they talked about this in one of the drafts or not, because I missed a lot of the broadcast early in the evening last night. Oh, Axel's in the waiting room again. Oh, I don't know if that means he's listening or not.
No, that means I got to get up and go to my phone that's charging and let him in. Oh, my wife's coming home early when she wasn't supposed to. This is just a bad day.
So
no, I'm just kidding. I was expecting to sleep off my.
Yeah. What up, homies? What up?
Yo, what up, Malachi? What up, Children of the Corn 5?
Axe Hustle in the house. Yeah, that's right. Hey, listen, I'm super excited. I've heard of this guy before. Yeah, I really have. I'm telling you the truth. He was actually rated. Some people had him rated much higher among the wide receivers.
Leonard Davis, like former Cowboy,
top five wide receivers.
Dude,
I thought you never listened.
The question I have.
Oh, go ahead.
Hold on, Ando.
Yeah,
the question I have for Axel is: did Malachi bring a game in music?
Look at that one. That came out.
You guys get that Children of the Corn?
No.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, Trey Benson went to the Cardinals. Great. Cowboys still don't have a damn running back.
Axel, I thought you never listened to the love seat portion. I'm impressed you knew any Western Kentucky players. So,
well, you know what? I have been inundated by podcasts talking about the draft for the past many months. I think Chris Sims liked Malachi Corley.
Yeah, the source? Cowboys evidently don't like a running back because the top two have just gone and the Cowboys suck.
That is my source, Brett. Malachi Corley.
Okay, so I brought one stat tonight, and this is the stat. Jaden Daniels, okay, the number two pick overall, has been in college so long, he threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk to beat Justin Herbert in Oregon pre-COVID. It was an 80-yard bomb. If you look up the YouTube highlights, it's awesome. It's an 80-yard bomb. But yeah, to Brandon Ayuk, and he beat Justin Herbert in college before COVID, so it was 2019.
Wow, oh my god, dude.
It's like insane. 2030 right now.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
Nice. Oh, okay.
What do you think of this one, Andy? Don't you think this one's good, right? I turned in this headpiece upside down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then putting the flowers in it.
Oh, Axel's showing stuff. Okay.
Axel's turning this into a Lego pod.
Oh, I'm not paying attention. That's all
I
do with my
life. I will say, I think the older age of the draft picks for quarterbacks is a bit overrated as a negative.
Brandon Weed and Chris Wanky.
I agree with Brett.
I disagree.
I'm happy to hear both you guys say that because J.J. McCarthy is 21. So he's young as hell. So
what? But out of all the old quarterbacks that have been drafted, Brandon Whedon, Chris Wanky, I guess Staubach was kind of old, but that was a long
Chris
time
ago. Wanker. Oh, Chris Wanky. Chris Wanky.
He was old. He was old. Brandon Whedon was like 26 when he got drafted. But I think these guys are more talented than those two. But
I mean, you're still going to have him, and if he turns out to be a good to great quarterback, you're going to have him in his prime for about 10 years, whether he's 21, 24, whatever.
Yeah, no, actually, in all honesty, I agree with you. I mean, I mean, if you get a decade out of a quarterback, you're freaking, that's amazing. Whether it's from 21 to 31 or 26 to 36, right?
Right.
You know.
Okay, here I just found a list. Top five oldest quarterbacks drafted in the first round before this year.
Oh, I like this, Ando. I haven't even heard it yet.
The oldest, 28 years old, Brandon Whedon. The next oldest, Jim Druckenmiller.
Oh, Jimmy.
Oh,
Jim Druckenmiller. At Virginia Tech, he used to be called Jim Hungenmiller because he had a huge
drunk on
Miller. Number three, Phil Sims.
Phil Sims?
How old was he?
Champion.
24 years, 181 days. I think actually Penix is going to be up here because I think Penix is 24, isn't he?
Yes.
So I think he will be on this list after this. The next oldest, Kenny Pickett. 23 years, 326 days.
Philadelphia's back up now, which is
that's not good.
And number five is one of Axel's favorite players of all time, Mr. Chad Pennington.
I thought Chris Winkie was old when he got drafted.
This is first round draft picks. Winkie was not a first rounder.
Oh, he was a third rounder. Okay.
Chad Pennington. Chad Pennington is a
he's Matthew McConaughey in a Jets uniform.
Yeah, actually,
the
Winkie is the oldest player drafted in the NFL since 1986, and that was fourth round pick by the Panthers. 28 years.
Fourth round.
So I guess I brought two stats today, but Ed, that was a fun one.
Thank you, Ando. That was very enjoyable. Oh, BTK's Bud Light commercials on.
Came out good.
Yeah, you look good.
Look for more of those headpieces. All right, gentlemen. My wife's on the way home. I'm going to retire and play with some more of my Lego.
I love that. My wife's on the way home, but I'm going to play with more Lego. If you watch Axel, I think you should watch American Rust Season 2 on Amazon because there could be some reference to what you just said.
Oh.
Sort of Lego, but not really Lego.
This is where I'm going to be hanging out down here. This is my Lego room. You guys are going to be here September. You got to come out.
We are. I'm going to fucking run Ripshot, whatever it's called.
Ripshot? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ripshot.
Maybe the Jaws Lego will be out by then. We can put it together.
Oh, it comes out in August, Solo. I just saw something. It comes out in August.
We'll have to buy it for Solo.
Yes, we will.
We'll have to buy it and assemble it in Oregon.
Perfect.
You're going to need a bigger Lego, Axel.
I just figured out. These are great, man. Wait till you see what I'm going to create with this headpiece.
Is that a baseball club?
I'll tell you what I'm going to create with my headpiece.
Yeah.
Kid show. All right.
Later, guys.
Later, right. Axel.
Good luck, Jets. Malachi Morley.
This is better than
the freaking defensive end. Axel's turned to like 70 years old.
I know.
Where do I turn this off?
Where am I?
Am I still being recorded?
You know, I'm looking ahead here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Another six picks, the Cowboys, and then after that, it's the Falcons.
Oh, I might be passed out by then.
Well, they are going pretty quick now, but yeah. Oh, it's already. Oh, yeah, we've been on an hour, haven't we?
Yeah, you know, we've been on an hour.
Is Brett still here?
I might have to go reparate. Yeah, Brett's always
here. Oh, you're still here. Okay, perfect.
He did his Bud Light commercial and he came back on.
I can't wait for the Falcons to rock the house with their third round pick.
Oh, I can't wait for the Cowboys to select another person from Western Michigan. That's what I'm excited. This team is awful. They suck.
How do they suck so quickly, though? They were pretty good last year, weren't they?
Because, well, they were pretty good and then they fucked up against the Packers. But their personnel moves this offseason have been awful. And they need a running back and they let Trey Benson go. They let, you know, Brooks got picked before they could pick. But they're just like, and they draft some dude from Western Michigan who has a high motor. Great. We're not gonna remember his name ever.
Yeah, after this episode goes up, Brad, if you could we started like 2 minutes before the Cowboys made their first pick tonight. So there's a live reaction from Solo on this pod.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Can't wait to hear that.
Yeah.
There's live reaction, there's analysis, and there's bullshit is what it is. Jerry's gonna spin it like they got freaking Reggie White in the second round. You wait.
I'm just kind of enjoying this because the Vikings don't have a pick at all tonight, so I can just kind of sit back and
watch. Oh, really?
No, they traded everything. One of the picks I think tonight was in part of the Hockenson deal, and yeah, their picks from tonight are not existent. So,
well, they had two in the first round. They had to trade up to get it.
Well, and they traded twice to get in the first, because like the when they traded from the Texans a month or so ago, I think that was one of the picks from tonight that was involved in that, and then. They traded a couple more for next year to draft to top up even more yesterday. So they've made a lot of deals. So I'm just sitting here enjoying the draft tonight. So without worrying and complaining about my team.
I'm not enjoying it at all. This is awful.
I heard they gave up a fourth and a fifth to move up with the Jets. Is that this year's?
That was this year's, yep.
So do they not have a pick between the first round and the sixth round?
No, they've got some four. They've got some. I think they've got some in the fourth round here and the fifth.
Okay.
But second and third, they do not have any picks.
All right.
Oh, I wish the Cowboys didn't have any picks because then they couldn't screw it up. But
well, I don't know how many picks the Falcons are going to have next year if all the rumors are true about them getting docked for tampering. But I think that was also a factor in taking Penix. This year, right. Because next year, the quarterback class is lesser by all accounts. And on top of that, you may not have as many picks, high picks next year. So if you're going to draft a young quarterback, next year is probably not an option. So it would be at least 2 years from now that you would do that. And maybe since there's so too many unknowns looking that far down the road, and they have a guy that they really liked in front of them, Penix, they went ahead and went for it. So I can understand the logic. Yeah.
That's actually a pretty good point. I mean, and I being a Vikings fan, I also fully love the embracing the, we're going to find the silver lining and even the, any kind of cloud, Brett, because I do the same thing. So.
Right. Exactly.
It's because, it sounds like they are going to dock something, but how the hell who knows? I don't know. I don't get any of that.
Yeah.
Stuff.
They should take picks away from the Cowboys for the Falcons indiscretions is what they should do.
I think it just depends on, I'm just curious how much, what the NFL uncovers with their investigation, because if it's just the, getting in touch with the trainer after the day after the deal is already announced, negotiations are over. To me, that's a pretty minor infraction. I don't know. I mean, a fine, maybe a high pick. But if it's real tampering, as in before the legal tampering period that you can prove that you were talking with him, then I could see them getting.
The fact you have legal tampering,
it's
ridiculous.
I hate all of this stuff because this. This whole stupid thing about it's kind of like in 1997, the Gophers basketball team made the Final Four. And the next year they got stripped of it, or a couple years later they got stripped of it because they said there was too many tutors were helping take tests for kids and stuff on the team. That happens in every damn major school. Tampering in the NFL happens with every damn team. Like, I'm sure the Cousins thing, I'm sure there was tampering because you can't do a huge contract like that in 2 hours. And like every other player that signs, it's the same thing. They all do it. Every team does it. So just make it legal. I hate it.
He also has the fact that he has his wife is from here. So he has a direct connection to people that probably know people that work for the Falcons. So,
Brett, were you contacted by the Cousins that they can use? Camp? Contacted.
I'm not at liberty to discuss that solo.
Okay, good. See, that's good.
He was just contacted.
Was drafted by the Chargers. So Jimmy Harbaugh bringing his number one middle linebacker in.
You were just contacted by Kirk Cousins' wife, Brett, right? Not Kirk himself or the agent. So then that's legal because she doesn't have a contract.
Yeah.
Don't tell my wife.
Or we Axel.
Or Axel. Yeah, we won't. This is between us three.
Yeah, that's exactly. What happens here stays here.
I love the Chargers draft. Joe Alt, Ladd McConkey, and Junior Colson.
I don't. Are you sure you could take switching sides to the Chargers? I mean, they're like the epic.
I'm a Charger fan right now. Screw the Cowboys. I'm all Chargers. Jimmy Harbaugh. I'm officially a Chargers fan. I'm getting my Ladd McConkey jersey, and I'm going to be flying off the walls next season.
He's pretty much. Is he the only wide receiver they have? They got rid of everybody else.
Yeah, that? Pretty much. Pretty much. Pretty much. I think Phil's going to come out of retirement to join Ladd, who they're not related.
What the hell?
All right, I'm seeing here that so far five Georgia players have been drafted in the first 69 picks, but none by the Eagles.
Oh, thank God.
Well, they drafted an Iowa Hawkeye, so I can continue to hate the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, yeah. Cooper Bust, Dijon Mustard. Yeah, he's give me a break. I've seen better hands on a snake. The Cowboys suck. I hate the Cowboys. The Cowboys suck. I hate them. I'm done. I'm going to burn San all Diego. My Cowboys. I'm going to just. Oh, yeah. LA.
I you know what? I need to mark this down on the timestamp and. Clip that little section out. We can play that as the intro to the pod every week, Solo.
I'm telling you right now, the Cowboys will not make the playoffs, and they're going to be the biggest disappointment this year. You watch.
The thing is,
is this Stephen A. or is this Heath Sentazo? I can't tell.
This is Heath Solo McAfee Smith A.
But they still play in the NFC East. The NFC East isn't that great. We've said forever that Eagles are overrated.
Eagles will win the division. Washington will somehow finish second. Cowboys will finish third. And the Vikings will beat out the Cowboys for the seventh spot in the playoffs.
I don't know if I'm going to go
J.J. McCarthy is going to be on a roll and is going to lead the Vikings to the playoffs. You watch.
Well, I hope so. So I can't. I'm not that optimistic. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Then they're going to play the Eagles in the first round, and they're going to beat the Eagles, and the Vikings will be in the divisional round. Play the Falcons, and Michael Penix will come in after Cousins gets hurt, and the Falcons will lead them to victory. Falcons go to the NFC Championship and defeat the Packers.
I don't know. You know what? The Vikings versus Kirk Cousins in the NFC Championship game would be pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah. It would. So the Falcons go to the Super Bowl, and then my Chargers go to the Super Bowl as they defeat Kansas City on a fumble in overtime for a touchdown. And we're going to have Atlanta, LA Chargers Super Bowl. And me and Brett are going to wear our Tim Dwight jerseys and celebrate.
We'll have a brand new champion too. Neither one of those teams has won. I like this. That'll be cool.
You heard it here first.
Yes.
I'm not going to tell you who's going to win the Super Bowl, but Brett will be in a Falcons. Yeah. Tim Dwight.
Tune into our preseason picks in August to find out who's going to win.
Where is the Super Bowl this year? Because I got to try to go to that.
All right, isn't it? It's in like St. Paul or Athens. I don't know. Where? Wait, Isaiah Adams. Oh, he's offensive tackle. I was like, he was pretty fast. The running back. But okay,
well, shit, you'll have to go to your favorite city in the world, New Orleans.
Oh, is that where it's at?
Yep.
Oh dude. We'll Super hit Bourbon Street. We'll get beads. We'll get people to flash us, and we'll enjoy the Chargers Falcon Super Bowl.
That'll be fun. Right,
yeah. Perfect. All right, we're in.
Let's get some around the couch press passes, and we can get right in.
Yeah. Axel will sell his Legos, pay for our flights, and I'll get the tickets, and we'll be good.
I submitted the application for the press passes, but they hadn't gotten back to me yet.
Damn it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Cowboys pick in like two picks.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we can hold out for a couple more minutes, we've got Cowboys and Falcons back to back.
Yeah, let's hold out for our picks and then we'll go. Oh, this is the 45th NFL draft. Oh, we got to go to a commercial because Spencer Rattler is going to be drafted by the Cowboys. Imagine the Falcons drafted him. Be like, hey, we don't have enough quarterbacks.
Yeah, depth. Depth is important. You know, solo Blake Corum is still there for Michigan. I bet that's my prediction.
Oh, come on. All right, Blake Corum. Marshawn Lloyd, Jalen Wright. Blake Corum's fourth on Mel Kiper's list, though.
He holds like every Michigan rushing record there is, and Michigan's had some pretty good running backs.
If they draft Blake Corum, I'll buy a jersey tonight.
Perfect.
I will. I guarantee it. I got one of my tax checks back today. So
I don't know
the Otani jersey. I'll buy the Blake Corum.
I don't know if I should buy a Cousins jersey or a Penix jersey.
Both.
Oh, BTK. God. Yeah, one of
a boy on eBay for freaking, you know, $80, you can get both. Just wait.
Both like half and half on the
that's
same
like,
jersey.
That's like marathon money for you.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think Penix is number 9 and Cousins is number 8, so you could just have 8 on one on the front and 9 on the back. It'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah. Or just buy a Steve Barkowski jersey.
You'd
be fine.
There you go.
That always works too. Panthers pick is in. Work. No, it doesn't. But
what do you think? I know. The Panthers are going to pick Blake Corum. They decided to go for another running back, and I'm going to just like, I want Lloyd or Corum. So the Cowboys are probably going to pick a guard from Tennessee Chattanooga. I hate the Cowboys. I hate them so much. They piss me off so much. Why do I even bother? I can't do this anymore, guys. I might leave the pod.
Please don't leave the pod.
No, why? Why? It'll be better. You'll talk more because I'll be less talking. Oh my god, this stupid draft. Why do I even watch this crap?
This pick freaking right here is gonna make up for everything. Well, not everything, yeah. But it'll at least make you a little bit happier.
If they just drafted a running back, at least give me some peace. So I can go watch American Rust season 2, enjoy my buzz, and just relax with my wife. But if you draft a stupid offensive tackle from frickin' Mount Union of South Dakota, I'm not going to be happy.
So what do you guys think about this? It isn't completely finalized yet, but that Bears-Panthers trade is going to end up being Bryce Young for DJ Moore, Caleb Williams, and another first-round draft pick next year.
Or another one next year?
Excuse me, second round draft pick second next round. Year.
What do you think, Ando?
Yeah, it's so insane.
Bryce Young is off. He's a bust.
This might go. I'm hoping it is kind of so it, at least it can erase the Herschel Walker as the worst trade in the history of the NFL. But
oh, it already did in my book.
Oh, Mushin Muhammad.
Yeah, he's back again. This is the second pick he's announced.
You know, he's an underrated guy. He was a damn good receiver. Underrated.
Yeah, he really was. He was fantasy relevant too.
Yeah, he won me a title a long, long time ago.
Of course he did. All right, Trevon Wallace went to Kentucky. Don't know who you are, but I'm sure you're a good guy. Let's see, Trevon Wallace. Oh, look, he looks like a stud. Look at him. He looks like he could be in Boys to Men. BBC, BBD, East Coast family.
I don't know if a lot of Motown Philly is going to play in the NFL, but.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, see, I would love him in a Dallas uniform. Look at him. Go side to side. Look at him. Boom! Tuft Acton. Look at him. Boom! Cowboys could use some tackling like that. Here we go. Okay. Tuft Acton.
think every team does. This guy looks like he's pretty Boom. Decent player.
Oh, I like him. Good for you, Panthers.
I didn't really watch any Kentucky. Did you watch Kentucky at all this year, Brett?
Yeah, watched every game.
No, I don't recall watching any
Kentucky. After Will Levis left the team, Levis, I didn't really watch Will Levis anymore.
I was done. Yeah. After Jared Lorenzen.
Pick is in. Cowboys, pick is in.
And are we going to another commercial? Is that what they're doing?
There's some okay. Somebody walked out. Some lady walked out.
Oh, jeez.
So I will pause so you can see it live.
I think she directed Barbie. I think that's what she... Oh. Who is this girl?
What the hell kind of pick is this? Oh, it's so low. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Did you freaking see it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, God. Cooper Beebe? Yeah, because we don't need a running back. A guard out of Kansas. Oh, yeah, it's a guard. Look at him.
Well, 2023 like consensus All-American. That's not terrible.
Look at him. He's like, hey. Finalist. Look at that. Who needs a running back when you got an offensive line? Who are you going to block for, though?
They're just going to give Dak Prescott 10 or 15 seconds to throw.
Cooper Beebe. Look at him. He's a stud. Look at him.
He actually does look like a pretty damn...
He actually does look good. Yeah. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I kind of like this guy.
He looks like a football player.
They have a second, third-round pick. If they do Blake Corum, then I'll be super happy. Look at that. Look at Cooper Beebe. Two-time Big 12 Offensive Lineman of the Year. Oh, God.
That's not a bad pick. You know, offensive lineman picks
are that actually, you know, as much as I do want a running back, that Cooper Beebe, he probably wouldn't have been around. Look at Dallas. They're all happy. Yeah,
Falcons great. Pick is in, too. Yeah,
he must be playing. I bet you Cooper plays center. I bet you he's the center.
That thing with offensive linemen, it's never fun when they pick those guys, but damn, they're so if you don't do it, you're fucked.
I know. Well, you got Guyton and Beebe, so Biotish and Tyron Smith left, so, you know, they had to do it, but I still need a running back. But there's four out there, so they probably figure four are not going to go in the next 20 picks.
Yep. The Falcons are up. Maybe they grab picks. Another running back. They're a little short in that depth and running back, aren't they?
No, they're going to trade Tyler Allgeier to the Cowboys. That's why.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Braylon Trice.
Oh. There you go, Brett. Some pass rush.
Is that Brett? Is that Brett right there in that mask? That look good.
Thank God.
Third team All-American? Washington L. They were a good team.
Let's see. Well, he can definitely. He's a big dude. Number 8, Troy Aikman. Look at him. He looks like, you know, not as good as Cooper DeJean Cooper Beebe. Oh, God, Cooper Beebe.
How many times did he sack Penix in practice?
Oh, like 410.
I'm pretty sure Penix had that red jersey on the entire time. They didn't want to risk another knee injury.
Yeah. No, you know, hey, Braylon Trice. I guarantee you in like week 4, like Falcons are going to be in a tight game, and all of a sudden we're going to get a text. Yeah, Braylon, fucking Trice the time. Like Brett's going to freaking text us. So, all right. Well, I think we can wrap it there. We got a little bonus pod. We will be coming live, not live, but Kyle Schwarber hit a home run. We will be around the couch in next week to kind of wrap up the pod. So we'll figure out, we'll be out sometime next week. We'll wrap it up and we'll have the four of us on to talk. And we're going to have one Mike on. One Mike, our good friend, was at the draft. He's from Detroit and he went. I think he went the first night. I'm not sure if he's there tonight.
Yeah, but he was there last night for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So he's going to come on and tell us tales of the draft, how the draft experience was, and then we'll get into more in depth our teams and whatnot. And we'll talk about Michael Penix more. We'll talk about J.J. McCarthy. We'll talk about Cooper Beebe, and we'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. Hopefully not.
Oh, thank God.
So
more Rodgers. Yeah, no,
oh, God. Imagine if they said, hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to do Hard Knocks again, Jets.
Oh, I'd be Jesus. Like,
okay, shoot me twice and three times on Sunday.
HBO subscription canceled.
Yeah, exclusively on Peacock. All right.
I'm planning on going really deep into Cooper Beebe, though. So y'all.
Okay. You know what? Yes. I plan on buying a Cooper Beebe jersey tonight. I'm all in on Cooper Beebe. I have no idea who the fuck he is, but you know what? He looked good to me on that little YouTube clip showed. He did look ESPN, good, yeah. So, yeah, he actually did look good. So, as long as they get a running back, I'll be happy, but I don't think Dallas will draft a running back. They're going to go with Rico Suave and Deuce Vaughn. Great. All right. So for Axel Foley, who made a brief appearance while doing like Lego things.
That was like a cameo slash Lego advertisement is kind of what he was doing.
Yeah. Yeah. He's definitely getting some side money from Legoland. And then of course our boy Brett BTK came in hot from Atlanta, came in, had a busy day, showed up, and then Ando, of course, the faithful one. Not my consort, if you watch Shogun, but close to it. I appreciate it, Ando. And I'm Heath Solo McAfee. Yes, it's the off season, folks, and we're full of laughs and liquor.
You know what? I'm gonna go watch the Timberwolves beat the Phoenix Suns tonight. So let's wrap this pot up.
There you go, Ando. Because my Celtics blew game two and I'm super excited. I hate sports. But you know what? I love you guys. And that's why I keep watching sports. So for the boys, thank you for listening. We're on the couch live draft pod. We'll see you soon. Take care.
Welcome to Western Michigan.